Good morning, Father. I know I'm supposed to see the Mother Superior any time I want to talk, but, well, she's not being reasonable. I was hoping you might be more sympathetic to my situation. You know I didn't choose to come to this convent and become a nun. My daddy has worked hard to keep me hidden for the last few years. First, at that exclusive girls' school overseas, and then, once I graduated, he gave a lot of money to the church to have me sent here. He and his advisors think my behavior is a little inappropriate for a politician's daughter. Now that he's finally moving up in power, he doesn't want me and my wild ways to derail his political career. Now, after a few months here, I think it's pretty obvious I'm not good up for the life of a nun. There's so many vows they want to take here. A vow of poverty? No. There's just a trust fund out there waiting for me for that's my grandpa set up. If I can just get to it, I can even donate some of it to the church, if that helps. And this wall of silence things they keep trying to push on me. Huh, you might as well tell me not to breathe. I like to talk. I need to talk. I know they kept me telling me that prayers are talking to God, but that's silent. And God so far doesn't answer. I'd be happy if he'd just tell me to shut up at some point. He doesn't even answer any of my prayers, although most of them deal with things that probably aren't appropriate for me to be praying for or for God to be granting. Last and definitely not least, is this vow of chastity thing. If I had any desire to keep my legs together, my daddy wouldn't be working so hard to keep me hidden and away from men. He managed to send me to an all-girls school with an all-female staff, which kept me sidelined for a year or two. And now he's made me become a nun. The only man around here is you, Father, and God, because they say he is everywhere, but he's not putting out. We're supposed to be brands of Christ, but it's been months already, and no honeymoon. So I'm thinking, it's time to consider an open marriage. Well, what I really need is to be let out of this crazy place. I just need you to drive me down from the convent to the nearest town. You're the only one who has the keys to the minivan. Once you drop me off in that town, I can access my transfer and pay my way back to civilization. You can tell my daddy I escaped. I did it at the private school twice, and they had guard dogs. You just have the Mother Superior. Well, actually, the guard dogs were probably less scary, but there were a bunch of them and there's only one Mother Superior here. And if I actually live in a minivan, she'll never be able to do anything until it's too late. So, what do you say, Father? Look, I have my bag all packed. Not that there's much in it. I won't really need underwear in the real world. At least not the stuff that sisters wear around here. I was going to keep one or two of these outfits because there are some potential for fun with tents, if you catch my drift. In a weird kind of way, they're just as sexy as the schoolgirls' outfits I used to wear. I plan on adding both to a collection of costumes I keep for special occasions. Oh, sorry, Father. I can tell you aren't all that happy with that idea. Look, I can leave the night outfits here if you want. I need to alter them quite a bit to make them interesting anyway. I still have to wear one of out of here though, because you burned that dress I arrived in, and the underwear, which was a really expensive pair, and a gift from, well, a gift. But I could mail this habit back to the convent, along with a nice donation, or we can stop at a store in the town, and I'll buy something else to wear. You can take this outfit back with you. Oh, you're so right, Father. I'm a disgrace to this outfit. I don't deserve to wear it. I'm glad we're both on the same page on this. So, you won't object if I take it off right now. Sorry, Father, you're going to have to move faster than that. No one gets out of a dress faster than me, even one as ridiculously covering as that one. And I did tell you that I'm not really one for wearing underwear. And that starchy stuff they use here chafes so bad. And they won't ever let me use baby oil anymore after that one incident. So I've just been going commando. Okay, I can leave, Father. I'll just walk out of your office right now, naked as the day God made me. I'm not putting that stupid outfit on again, at least in a non-sexy situation. You can keep me locked up in this convent, but you can't really keep me in line here. Even my father couldn't do that. Well, except for when he... No, I really shouldn't mention it. If I told you the only way he kept me in line was with spankings, I'm sure you'd find some way to use that against me. Oh, me and my big mouth. I've given away my vulnerability. Just pretend you didn't hear that, Father. That is spanking my bare ass was the only thing that made me behave as a little girl. But then he couldn't do it anymore because his advisors told him spanking was something his constituents were against. He always used to say, spare the rod and spoil the child. I didn't know until recently that was from the Bible. No, Father. I don't want to be spanked. But if I'm not going to put my clothes on, I think you're bluffing about spanking me. You aren't going to want to come near my naked body, even if it's technically your duty as a man to keep me in line. And even if God wants you to spank me and would totally understand if you had to lay your hands on my cute little butt. Okay, Father. When you use that commanding tone of voice, I guess I can't resist you. Maybe it's God's working through your words. But I can't help but walk over there and bend over your knees. I can't promise spanking me will work, Father, because I'm a very willful girl. But I do hate being spanked. And perhaps this is the only way to get through to me. Yes, Father. And no, this is my last chance to put my clothes back on before I'm punished. And I'm so scared of your big, rough hand on my soft little bottom. But I think I have too much of the devil in me. You'll just have to spank him out of me. Oh, if that as hard as you're going to spank me, I've got nothing to worry about. I can do this all day. I guess my father was just much stronger than you are, and more concerned about keeping me under control. I almost felt that one, father. You obviously don't have much more experience with this. Or maybe you just don't feel right about spanking my naked little bottom. But I definitely wouldn't feel anything at all if this was with the nun's outfit on. It's too bad that that's as hard as you can spank me. I guess those hands are only good for praying. Ouch! Father, that one actually hurt. Maybe you're not the weak, timid man all the other nuns think you are. You're going to leave a mark now. But I feel the devil being spanked out of me, Father. I'm so close to being free and being more obedient, girl. And just one or two more spanks, please. You can still save me. Oh, that's it. One more, please. Just one more. I'm so close to going to heaven now, Father. Oh, that? Would you believe that was me speaking in tongues? I was just so overcome by the Holy Spirit that it overflowed from my body and down my legs. Not buying it, huh? Well, forgive me, Father, for I have come. No, I'm pretty sure that was an orgasm. I came hard and loud with and all over your lap. A lap which is definitely more pointy than it was a minute ago. But those are good things. I haven't had a chance to come for a long time. At least when someone else was involved. I think it's helping to take some of the wildness out of me. I think I was just so sexually frustrated that I couldn't help but misbehave. Spanking me to orgasm was just the therapy I needed, Father. The thing is, I just have so much pent-up lust. One little orgasm from a few spankings isn't enough to release it all. What I really need is something that will let me purge all of that lust in one action. Like, maybe if you had sex with me? Of course, you took a vow of chastity. I technically took one too. But this is exactly what I need to get my act together. It's not like I will tell anyone, Father, except in confession. But you're the one who'd be listening to me. Just one time having sex with you, and then I promise I will be good. I'll be a good, virtuous nun, and then you can stop worrying about me. And just keep keep collecting those big donations from my father. Here, let me help you with those pens. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. Let me just pull this down to your ankles. There we go. Even with how much you're protesting, I'm definitely seeing your cock rise from the dead. And it's not taking 3 days to do so. Maybe you can get your cock to grow. But don't worry, I won't deny you anything. But I'm not going to make you do anything, Father. Now that I've gotten you already, I'm just going to turn around and bend over your desk. What you do from here is entirely up to you. But remember my quotes from earlier. Spare the rod and spoil the child. Although I'm not quite a child anymore, I'm very legal and very willing, and I can be very discreet. And that's it, Father. You're so close. You know you want to. Maybe almost as much as I do. Have you ever had sex, Father? Maybe you never did before you became a priest. And then maybe you took your vows very seriously after you did. Then you have to wonder what it's like. Well, now here's your chance. Oh my God. Sorry, Father. That just slipped out as it slipped into me. But I'd feel closer to God than I ever have. I think I just needed a strong male figure to be all strong and dominant with me, to show me that I should be more submissive, like the Bible says. But I need more convincing and much more having sex. This may be the last time for either of us because of our vows, so we should make the most of it. Oh, the Father, you need to fuck me as hard as you're spanking me at the end. You need to fuck the devil right out of me and make me an obedient servant of the God. Make me meek so that I shall inherit the earth. I want to be a good girl, Father, but first that means being really, really bad. That is okay. It is to save my wayward soul. This is better than getting spanked. And it's been so long since I've been able to do this. And yours is the big cock, Father. My first real man's cock, and not just a boy. You need to give me a big orgasm, so that all of my impure thoughts are driven out of my body. Then my conviction can take them from my soul as well. Oh. Just a little more. Just a little more. Foundry, we have to finish this. You have to take me up after driving me wild. Then I swear to God, I'll behave. I'll be good. Like the fable and the modest superior tells me to. But come in me. And maybe come. Yes. Please, please. Please come. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck my pussy. Fuck this cute little pussy. Oh God, I'm just having the best fuck from a child. Oh God, oh yeah. Come on, fuck me harder. And that was so good, Father. Go ahead and take it on me now. Look, I'm being good. I'm putting on my nun's outfit again. Now my sinful body is covered, and things are back to normal. Well, except for the pants still being round ankles. Oh, and no heavy keys. I took them over your pants where I was pulling them down. Now I can lock your door from the other side, let myself into the carriage, and drive up in the minivan. I even took your cell phone so you can call for help. But hurry, Father. Maybe if you pulled up your pants first, you could make it here in time to stop me, instead of just waddling comically across the floor. Too late. You fell flat on your face, and now you're locked in here. But I'm sure someone will let you out eventually. You might want to pull off your pants before then. But by the time that happens, I'll be in the nearest town and making plans to get as far away from this place as I can. But thanks for the spankings and the sex. You actually aren't that bad either. And I didn't join the vote, but I've got no daddy issues without having sex with someone I have to call father. Speaking of which, you'll probably have some explaining to do to my daddy. Or you could just wait a little bit and keep canceling his checks. I can handle it for a bit as long as you don't come looking for me. I have my trust fund's money and you'll have my daddy's money. Everyone wins. Well, except for my daddy, of course. Because he's going to pay for locking me all away all these years. Father, if you want to pray for anyone, it might as well be him, because there's going to be hell to pay.